this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
The economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I'm reading my text while I was up.
We got
a show to do.
What was Teddy doing over here?
I don't know.
Adjusting my mic. Okay.
Wow. Oh. Are we about to have another great recession? Portugal going down.
Oh.
Come on, Portugal going down. Germany beat Brazil in the World Cup. Ask me if
seven
I care.
To seven
Ask
to
me if I care.
I hate to say this. I've watched both games.
Ask me if
was
I care.
Bad. Boy, that was bad.
I watched both games. Well, you know, you didn't have to watch much of the second half of the German game. Mm. And then, fortunately, I watched like the first half, and then we had to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
So we went out to dinner, and I was at the sushi place up there, and there was the thing up there. They played a whole other half hour of overtime. And no one scored. Everything else. I missed all of that, which is fine. Then they had to shoot out, which was fun to watch.
Yeah. So. Then there was a mass robbery in Rio de Janeiro. Did you see that?
No,
there were
no.
Thousands of people just running. I don't know. Who's robbing them? I don't know. The Smurfs.
So I'm saying Portugal, right? What's up? It was bad today.
It wasn't Portugal.
It's not that bad.
Argentina.
Yeah,
the largest
bank in Portugal is they halted trading. You know, I haven't really dug into it because, you know what?
Because we don't care?
Well, we care. We do care because there are implications that may be why. But you know what? It's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Teddy, come on. We can be honest here. We don't care, do we?
We don't care.
Okay.
Not right now.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what went on last week. Oh, by the way, that was Ted Parrish, CFA. That was Bill Lako, CFP. I'm Gene Hunsler, PhD. We've been around forever.
And there's Curtis EIO.
Yes, Curtis EIO.
Producer.
Producer there. Let's talk a little bit about the broad economic picture this week. Sort of good. I don't believe all this. I'm just a little bit leery about everything. They had chain store sales were up, Teddy.
Yeah, they were up. You and Bill are going to get off of that whole recession thing is what's going to happen.
You think so?
Yeah, you are. You are. I'm not saying it's going to be a really boom in growth, but
have you seen the statements from all the companies reporting earnings and what they were all lowering their estimates, and they say everybody's in a funk, and all of these national figures come out?
Not all of them, but in fact,
most of them.
They have a report on Bloomberg now that lists all of the statements by the companies. It's about this thick. I can guarantee the diffusion of that, meaning the good versus bad, is positive.
It is. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not pounding the table.
No. Chain stores. I don't want a recession.
I know you don't.
I don't want that.
I know you don't.
It's just that we may have one. So the chain store sales, this is weekly numbers. They're up 1.7%, which was good, et cetera. But it's been pretty good.
It's been okay. Yeah.
Year over year. It hasn't increased very rapidly. Let's put it that way.
No, it hasn't. And, there's no pricing power there, especially for apparel.
Yeah.
You know. And the mortgage applications finally, after how many weeks? Probably about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Ticked up.
What's the weather? Weather's better now.
Oh yeah, it's hot outside.
new ones. New mortgages. The refinances are still low, and they should be low because most people have refinanced who could refinance. In fact, sort of representing. I was looking down here. We can run these two together, Teddy. That the 10-year Treasury is down to 2.51.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, you're a scholar. I've been studying this for years.
You notice he didn't say gentleman.
he is a gentleman. He is that. And what happens is that the two-month treasury, 2 month treasuries, 10-month treasury is down, a 10-year treasury, down 13 bips, 30-year average mortgage up 2 bips to 4.21. That's a 1.7 spread there, Teddy.
30-year versus the 10-year.
10 years versus the mortgage.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant profit margin there for a bank, isn't it?
It is significant. Yeah, I agree. And I think the Fed has worked to try to bring down and keep down the mortgage rates, the long-term rates, and trying to push up the short-term rates. And neither has really.
And it hasn't worked. And the banks are reluctant, no matter what the Fed says or anything else, what they say, this, the banks are scared to death to make a loan that isn't so airtight, because the states and the control of currency and all these guys are coming down and fining them $8 billion because they're not following the rules, and they're going to be tight as long as the government's that way.
Yeah, and ISI and the other economic researchers we use, they keep saying that bank loans are growing, but most of that's in the small banks.
Right.
It's not in the large banks. So it's kind of distorted.
Federal Reserve?
Blah, 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 blah.
I think that they are really lost. Right.
And they owned up to that fact in the statement. They actually talked about risk-taking and saying that, they see too much, not necessarily too much of it going on, but the statement they made was, I'll read it to you if you want to hear it. It's a long statement.
Well, I don't read the whole thing.
Low implied volatility in equity, currency, and fixed income markets, as well as signs of increased risk-taking, reviewed as an indication that market participants were not factoring in sufficient uncertainty about the path of the economy and monetary policy. So what are they doing
BS.
Now?
BS. Here's number one, is what they're saying is that because investors don't want to earn 0.46 on a two-year treasury are stretching out to buy B-plus corporations that yield 0.71 or something like that.
Yeah.
They forced it in a situation. The spread between the governments and corporates is the lowest it's ever been.
And so
you have to take on, from what we've used in the past, a disproportionate amount of risk for a minimal amount of return. And they've created that area for themselves.
So if there's any segment of the market that's overvalued,
it's corporates.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yep. And, I looked at the 10-year international rates, and Italy and Spain have finally popped up just a little above the Treasury. Italy's at 2.94%, and Spain is 2.82%.
What's Portugal?
Portugal, I didn't look
probably at. Probably about the same as Spain.
But France, which is really not in great shape, is 1.64.
France.
So, I mean, Mario Draghi's efforts to boost that economy by sending the...
Well, Bill and I are going to put some people on the ground over there in France to check out the economic situation over there. There will be a burst of economic activity for the 7 or 8, 10 days six people going there. There will be a burst of economic activity, primarily in the restaurant and hotel business. But we'll report. We'll be back. And it is taxable, isn't it, Bill? Are we going to stop by the head of the French?
yeah, we're going to try to get some business while we're over there.
That's right. jobless claims, Teddy?
Well, they dropped to 304,000, bringing the weekly average, the four-week moving average down to 311,500, which is good. And if you saw the employment data last week, I have to say, it was pretty good, 288,000 jobs. And I know it was pretty junky with some part-time jobs adding to that. But the five-month average has been over 200,000 jobs. It's the first time that's happened since 2000.
It's very poor in what is needed in order to maintain full employment, reduce the deficit, et cetera.
Yeah.
It takes somewhere in a ballpark of 350,000 jobs. A month in order to accomplish those things.
Yeah.
So it's still a very weak recovery. But, hey, listen, the more people working, the better.
Yeah.
And if they're working part-time rather than not working, better.
Hold on.
What?
Did you just say those words?
What?
The more people working, the better.
Absolutely right.
Of course.
We need more than that to have a real robust economy, which we – it's the worst economy. I can't remember how bad
– Jimmy Carter, baby.
You know what?
Jimmy Carter.
Another indication of a little bit healthier job market, 33% of this of small businesses in this survey of like 900 small businesses said that – 33% of them said that they are not finding skilled labor. They don't have enough skilled labor. Openings are at an all-time high.
We can speak to specific occupations we're looking for within this business, and we're having a hard time finding people.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen it this bad since the late 90s.
Wow.
When, everybody was a computer professional and I have a website, .com, whatever. I haven't seen it this bad. Yeah. I get a lot of resumes. A lot of resumes.
Not good with resumes, huh?
No.
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 Wow.
All right.
No.
We talked about this, wholesale trade. Okay. Nothing.
It was below expectations.
Get freaky about.
0.5%. Yeah. That's what we're looking for, a build there to help this GDP number for second quarter, which if we don't get a build there and if real estate numbers look okay, but you know, I'll say 2.5% GDP.
Oh, boy, that's a push. That's a push. We mentioned interest rates already. 30-year mortgage 4.21, a 5.1 ARM dropped a little bit, 3.68, and jumbos with 20% down. 4.33, that means that they're only paying 12 bips more than a standard normal mortgage. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the market. Reached a new high last Thursday, which was the last day of trading for the week. And since then, the market dropped about a half a point on Monday, about a half a point on Tuesday.
The Dow hit 17,000.
17,000.
Yeah.
A new all-time record.
Yeah. Took 227 days.
Wednesday was up about a half percent. What has it done today?
It's down because of the Portuguese, the largest Portuguese bank. It has spooked the market. They halted the trading in its stock, and I hadn't really dug into it or anything. But it rallied back.
I would estimate that Portugal's percentage of the world GDP is less than 0.5%. I just make a guess. That's how significant this is.
Hey, wasn't Portugal and Spain very, very integral?
They were in the early years, like the 1600s.
You know, Columbus and the Magna Carta.
They were a power.
Magna Carta, but
they were a power. They were a power back then.
They have good ham.
Okay. All right. Earnings have come out, and the number one that always comes out every season is Alcoa. And it earned 12 cents a share, up from a loss, and it jumped 6%.
Yeah, they said that the demand is going to rise 7% in 2014. That's a positive. You know, aluminum cans, a lot of beer drinking, Coke drinking.
Yeah, a lot of aluminum going in cars.
Yeah.
More and more all the time. But plastics are going in the cars, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Evan Farms, we don't see those around here, but they're big. Besides their sauces that you see in the store, they have retail stores that are restaurants. And they'll have a section that sells their products as well. And they're quite good, well run, and they've had some real problems.
They got it down for the rest of the year from a range of 190 to 220, from 280 to 3. That's a huge downgrade.
Yep.
So the stock was down 5%.
Container Store also announced problems. He said that people are in a retail funk. He said, we thought our sluggish sales were off because of the weather and calendar shifts that began last November and continued into the spring, but now we've come to realize it's more than weather in the calendar. Thank you very much. These people are coming around.
You know what's a real funk?
And get consistent with so many fellow retailers are experiencing a retail funk. Shares were down 8%. Family Dollar. Earnings slid 33% on the basis of higher costs, et cetera, et cetera.
They had a 14 cents write-off regarding cost cutting and trying to improve the financial performance, the restructuring. In a sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still a good company.
It narrowed its EPS guidance for the current year and ongoing competition for forecasting 307 to 317, down from 305 to 325. Not much differential in there. But the market reacted that way, didn't knock it down.
Carl Icahn is hot on the tail of that company. He's trying to have some shareholder activism. He's going to get him to do something, put a few people on his board and get the stock up and then dump it like he always does. Yeah.
Progressive Insurance, is that Flo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah. I like Flo. Yeah. She's sort of an odd sexiness about her.
I don't know what never mind. They actually topped the estimates. Their net premiums written rose.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. It was a good report from Progressive.
Yeah. They're okay. Shares were flat. But yeah. Profits down a little bit, but they wrote a lot of shares, et cetera, and stuff like that. Okay, well, we've had fun with all that sort of stuff like that. I guess the consensus is that we're seeing a little bit of a turnaround in the economy. At least the numbers this week look a lot better. Year to date, we've got the S&P up 6.2%, and every sector is up.
Yep.
Within which is the first time that's happened.
I'm sure this is going to be a stupid question. Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty no much question. What I we add we to the program.
We see the source.
Well, can you have a recession and still be adding employment?
I think you can.
You can have a recession from a technical perspective if you look at just two negative quarters of GDP being a recession, but I don't see how you can have a true contraction in economic activity.
Well, you can. Here's what happens is people stop spending. They cut their spending. Even though more people are working, they cut their consumption back. So, yeah, you can have that. Or you could have corporations stop buying capital goods and individuals increasing on – it's only one sector of the economy, consumers.
Yeah, two-thirds of GDP. But, you know, you can have a huge deficit in exports versus imports. You know, if we imported a ton of energy because of some disruption –
We don't seem to have that problem anymore.
No, no, no.
That's
not
pretty,
at all.
Pretty
not
significant.
At all. Yeah.
Newest number out there. Who is the largest producer of oil in the world?
The U.S.
The United States.
Yeah.
In spite of the government not letting them go anywhere and dig anywhere.
I just have a feeling that they're going to keep fracking and they're going to cause earthquakes and the earth is going to explode.
There's no question about it, Ted. But let's ride.
Not in our lifetime.
Let's ride. But not in our lifetime.
This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.